The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. With hearts filled with joy, we bring our praise to you, God of rest, God of love. On the first morning of creation, you whispered of peace, and the cacophony of chaos was stilled. You walked softly through the grasses of the earth, and all creation sang of your goodness. Created to find our peace with you, our fretful desire to be in control led us to a nomadic existence, our rebellion against you. Prophets spoke and angels sang to invite us home. But our stubborn pride only grew stronger. When the burden of our sin became too great for your heart, you sent Jesus to carry it for us. So with those who have found their rest in you, with those who long for their burdens to be lifted, we join in praise because holy, holy, holy are you, God of the weary. All creation celebrates your name in all generations. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who yokes himself to us. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, God of our footloose hearts. And blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord and Savior. Watching our restless striving for more and more, he modeled the life of self-denial, of service. Seeing us weighed down with the burdens of sin and death, he picked up his cross and carried it to Calvary, where he died to give us life. As we remember his life and his rest in you, we celebrate the good news of lightened burdens, and we speak the mystery of faith. That Christ came that we may have life, that Christ died so the burdens of death would be lifted from us, and Christ was raised to new life so that grace might be revealed through every generation, and Christ will return to yoke us to God throughout all eternity. O God, pour out your Holy Spirit of rest, of shalom, of peace upon this bread and this cup, that these gifts might nourish us. As we find our rest in you, may we become restless in service to your children. As we engage with you in solitude, may we build a community of justice and righteousness for all. As we listen to your silence, may we speak out for all those whose voices are ignored by the world. Then, when we gather with all who have found their rest with you at the table of the Lamb, we will sing our praise for all eternity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God in community, holy in one. And until that glorious day, we are bold to pray the prayer that Jesus taught us together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.